This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your Wednesday to spend it with me. Because you want to hear a word from God today, I promise that's what you're going to do. Because you have tuned into the frequency where God is broadcasting here, and we're tuned into WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We're going to hear some great truths today, here specifically looking at the Lord Jesus Christ. We're looking at, we're looking to see at how good you are at defending the faith against certain lies that you hear on the radio or might see on TV. The number one greatest lie I see and hear all the time is that, well, Jesus never really said he was God. Now, maybe he never said, attention, I am God. But he did say, before Abraham was, ego eimi. And God expects you to know what that means and why it's in capital letters. And why there's a center column reference that points you back to Exodus 3:13, when Moses says, what's your name, God? When the Jews ask me what his name is, what should I say to them? And God said to Moses, ego eimi ho on. That is, I am the being. Tell them, I am has sent me. Then when Jesus said that, they picked up stones to throw at him because he called himself God. So maybe he never said, I am God. But he did say he was God. And how well do you know the word? And how well are you able to defend the faith against lies like this? That's what we're looking at here today. Part two now of this message. How's your diet?
If you can answer every one of these, I'll go into my office and I'll get an Easter sermon and blow the dust off of it. If you can answer every one of these, that means I've done my job, right? This is my job here, is to teach the Word of God. That's what I learned in seminary. My job is to teach the Word of God to all of you so that you'll know where to go to defend the truth, because no one knows the Word of God anymore. God said, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Do you know where to go to fight against these things and defend the truth? Believers in Christ are being spoon-fed warm milk and not being challenged to digest solid meat. Heretics are the two most popular programs on my radio station. If a heretic is the most popular program on my radio station, what does that tell you? Or the top two. But you say, well, I like to follow this person because of their teaching. Well, let me say it again. I've said it before. I'll say it again. If it took 8 eggs to make a cake and 2 of them are rotten, would you eat it? Would you eat a cake with 2 rotten eggs in it? What's your limit of rotten eggs? Well, once there's 4 rotten eggs in that, I won't eat it. Okay. Would you swim in the banana river? Did you know that since Hurricane Irma, 25 million gallons of poop has been dumped into the Banana River? Would you swim in it? The fishermen that I know say, don't even go near the Banana River. It's near death because cities are pumping all of their sludge into it. And if they don't do anything, nothing's going to live in the Banana River. But you say, there's fish in it. They can swim. But then the fish are going to have two heads. And if you eat a cake with rotten eggs, you're going to have two heads too. Might not kill you, but you're going to walk around with two heads. That any sap could deceive you. Don't follow some. This is what Satan does. Truth, 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 lie. One lie out of five truths. And you follow the person because of the five truths. And it'll kill you. That's the way Satan operates. And don't go swimming in the Banana River either. Or the Hudson River. Or the Potomac River. That are full of sludge. My vision as pastor is found in Colossians 1:28. Christ we preach, warning and teaching every man in all wisdom. That we may present every man perfect before Christ. That's what I do here. That's in the mission statement of this church. I am here to present every one of you perfect before him. Lord Jesus, Ron Howard. Ron Howard, your Lord. That's why I'm here. So that he knows where to go to defend the truth. And after 6 years and 3 years as a guest speaker here and 50 years of his own life, he knows where to go to defend the truth. He was questioning whether or not I should be here when he found out I translated my own Bible. Who is this guy that translates his own Bible? That's what you're supposed to do. If I had a hat, I would take it off. Okay. On to our list. Do you know where to go in your playbook to refute all of these statements? Remember, like we looked at on communion this morning, the heretics are here deliberately. You know, I kept praying and praying and praying that God would remove the heretics, and I found out I'm praying against the will of God. Because God says there must be heretics among you so that those that are approved, like Adrian Rogers and Billy Graham, may be made manifest. God uses the heretics to show you who the real McCoy is. Not a tractor beam. He uses heretics to do it. He uses heretics to do it. There must be heresies among you. There must be heresies among you so that those that are approved may be made manifest. Then I quit praying that they'd go away. I don't understand it. I do understand it. It's because people don't know the word of God. And you don't know a heretic when you hear one. You don't know a heretic when you hear one. For instance, one of the devil's foot soldiers gets on the television and says, well, Jesus never said he was God. Let's practice this play. Okay, it's in our handbook. Number one, objection. Jesus never said he was God. People get on the TV, they're PhDs, and they say, well, studies show now, we have so much knowledge more than they had back then, that we know that Jesus never said he was God. Okay, you can turn to, please, John 8:58. And while you're turning there, let me read a verse to you from the Old Testament. Exodus chapter 3, verse 11. When God told Moses he wanted him to go and to deliver his people. Exodus 3:11, Moses says to God, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? And he said, certainly I will be with thee. This will be a token unto thee, for I have sent thee. When thou brought forth the people out of Egypt, ye shall serve God upon this mountain. And Moses said to God, behold, when I come to the children of Israel and say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, what is his name? What shall I say to them? And God said to Moses, ego eimi ho on. I am who I am. And he says, thus you shall say to the children of Israel, I am has sent me to you. And God said moreover to Moses, thus shalt thou say to the children of Israel, the Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial to all generations. The name of Jehovah is I am. It's the verb to be. It's the self-eternal, self-existent everything is the name of God. So now, when you go to John chapter 8, remember, you're answering the question to someone who says on the television, well, Jesus never really said, I am God. When you go to John chapter 8, and Jesus says, verse 56, your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, for he saw it, and he was glad. Then the Jews said to him, thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham? Then Jesus answered him and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. Did they misinterpret it? Let's keep reading. Then they took up stones to throw at him. Why'd they do that? Because he just called himself Jehovah. Oh, he maybe didn't say, attention, I am God, but he said, I am. So Jesus did say he was God, and not just in one place. You see him on the handout, John 10:30. I and my Father are one. John 14:9. Those who have seen me have seen the Father. Here's one God gave me through R.C. Sproul this week. John 5:17. This is after Jesus healed the guy that was sick for 38 years, the paralytic by the side of the water. Behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest something worse come upon you. The man departed, told the Jews it was Jesus who had made him whole. And therefore did the Jews persecute Jesus and sought to slay him because he had done these things on the Sabbath day. Now listen to what Jesus said. But Jesus answered him, my Father worketh until now, and I work. Therefore the Jews sought all the more to kill him because he not only had broken the Sabbath, but said also that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. And R.C. Sproul said this. He said that Jesus had the same right to work on the Sabbath as his Father did. I like that. The Lord Jesus had the same right as God to work on the Sabbath as the Father had the same right to work on the Sabbath because he's God and he does what he pleases. He can work on the Sabbath. The Lord Jesus said, so can I.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.